few months since we've had Governor Matt Mead on the program. He joins Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck to discuss a dispute over boundaries in Riverton and education.
Well, Governor Mead, first off, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to visit with us. I thought we'd start with an easy one to warm up with a little bit. I want to talk about the Riverton border issue. When the EPA said that Riverton was within the reservation border for some of the regulation purposes, I guess I remember your reaction as not being all that positive. Where do you see this heading?
Well, you're right. My reaction wasn't positive. I want to go back and just say, you know, I understand the tribes have a point of view, and I'm respectful of that point of view. But I am disappointed and was upset and am upset with the way EPA handled this, because in changing those jurisdictional boundaries, they affect not just questions of air quality, but criminal jurisdiction, as you and I have discussed before. We, as you know, are now in the Tenth Circuit challenging the EPA's decision. And where I hope it goes is this is not something a regulatory agency should be in the business doing, of changing jurisdictional boundaries for a reservation or of a state. And so I don't have an issue with the reservation being treated, given state status in terms of some of the EPA programs. But I do have a strong issue with them redefining the reservation boundaries, and in that redefining state boundaries. That just seems wholly inappropriate for a regulatory agency to do. That is something on the level of Congress that Congress should look at if that was to take place. And so, you know, I can never predict well where court cases go. But the Attorney General feels that we have a strong case, not only legally, but history is with us as well, because the reservation boundary has been this way in excess of 100 years.
Any negotiation going on behind the scenes you can share with us?
Well, no. I think it's one of those. I think it's difficult to. I mean, it's sort of a bright line. It's either this way or it's that. And, you know, I feel strongly, and I think many of the residents there feel strongly, that the reservation boundary should not be moved, that would change 100 years of history. So it's a hard point to negotiate on, because if you move it even a little bit, then what is the justification for that? And the Attorney General doesn't feel like legally that the boundary should move, because it is legally where it needs to be, or was where it needs to be, based upon law. And so that's difficult. But, you know, again, I understand the tribes have certainly a different point of view. And my issue isn't with them having a different point of view. My issue is with EPA doing this, and not only doing it, but not giving the state notice that it planned to do that, and only notifying the state of Wyoming after the fact that it had changed the state boundaries in excess of 1 million acres.
Governor Matt Mead visiting with us. Governor, it's been a while since I've been to a State Board of Education meeting. Thanks to you and the legislature, I was able to attend one here recently. And kidding aside, that does seem to be this next-gen science standards issue, one of the more frustrating ones for that board that I think they've dealt with in some time. What's your thinking for even getting in on this one?
Well, I think it's, you know, I view it as an appropriate role for the Board of Education. And, you know, I have nothing but compliments for the Board of Education and the chairman, because this is the type of issues I think it's right for them to weigh in on. And I understand they have a level of frustration, and I understand that they have some disagreements within the board. But, you know, it's the chance for the board to weigh in a very important way, as we, I think, at least from my opinion, you know, we want high science standards. There's no question about it. And, of course, what happened with the legislature is they said, listen, we're not going to accept new generation off the shelf as is without taking a look at it. As you know, it's interesting that the 26 states that worked on the next generation science standards, only 9 of them have now actually adopted them. And in adopting them, Fordham Institute, which rates states on science standards, gives those states that have accepted the next generation a C average. And so I think it's a good opportunity not only for the board to engage in this discussion, but for the public, particularly teachers and parents, on how do we get the rigorous standards that we need so that we are no longer currently at an F, but we can look at an A and what our science standards are. And so, you know, I know there is a lot of opinions flowing around. I know there's debate going on. But to me, it's a great opportunity for the public and the Board of Education to tackle this tough issue. And I think that's exactly what they're doing.
But this was, though, something that was studied for a couple of years with a lot of people that have science background. I mean, why would we just not say, go back and just take another look at this and make sure that you got everything you need other than just kind of banning this whole issue?
Well, I don't think it is a banning of the issue. I think it's exactly what they can do. I think they can look at the next generation science standards and they can go through them and say, you know, these things look good to us, and these things we may want to add to and make more rigorous, or these things we don't think are right science standards. In other words, you know, like I point out, 26 states worked on them and only 9 have adopted them. And I think that's because states want to have a role in saying, you know, we're going to tailor it so that it meets our individual states' goals.
Pete Gosar, he's, of course, the chair of the Democrats right now, but also on the state board, called it censorship. Too strong in your view?
Well, I wouldn't. I don't think I would agree with that. I think that you know, there's an opportunity, as I said, for that board to look at and adopt. I don't see it as censorship. I think it's, you know, again, I don't think the 26 states that worked on it, that the all but the 9 that adopted it think they're censoring themselves. I think that they're trying to find the right standard for their states, as Wyoming should. And so I wouldn't agree with that. Respectfully disagree with Pete on that point.
Talking about standards in general, one of the other topics we didn't get to hear debated this year because the bill didn't get brought up on the floor, but it did get out of committee, and that's this issue of Common Core. My guess is you're hearing a lot about that issue across the state. Are you still firmly behind that?
Yeah, well, you know, my view on Common Core has always been, and it's the same with the science standards, you know, I don't want Wyoming to be left behind, and I think our parents, our teachers, our kids, we need to compete at the highest level. And, you know, one of the issues that we see on Common Core is, you know, if you list, here's the Common Core standards, you know, people say, well, that doesn't seem problematic. Where it starts to get fuzzy is they confuse issues such as curriculum in there, or they confuse issues of, student confidentiality, which are separate issues and important issues, and we need to be concerned about those issues, obviously. But the standards themselves, again, it's a little bit like the new generation science standards. You know, I don't want Wyoming to be left behind. I don't want a student coming out of Wyoming to be looked at as a lesser student because they didn't have rigorous standards. I don't care if it's Common Core. I don't care if it's, something else. What I care about is that we have very rigorous standards. As you look at the states, some of the states who have not adopted Common Core didn't do so because they didn't think they were rigorous enough. And so, you know, Common Core may be the means to the end, but what I am pushing is if it's not Common Core, we need standards in here that are at least a Common Core, if not above Common Core standards, because I'm fully confident our teachers and our kids can compete at that level, and that should be the goal in Wyoming, is we want to be able to compete with any state in the country.
Governor Matt Mead, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks for having me on.